Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Drive. First to breaking news in Kansas City.
All right, we got some breaking news right now. Kansas State running back Dylan Edwards is going to redshirt, and he is going to miss the remainder of the 2025 season. That is being reported right now by On3 Sports. So they are reporting that Dylan Edwards is done for the rest of the year. Now, some of this, I admittedly don't have all the information in the world. So if I say anything out of turn, K-State fans, you can certainly correct me. 913-586-7965. I am all for players having the ability to transfer, but I kind of look at Dylan Edwards as an example of, hey, maybe we got to rope this thing in a little bit. I think that Dylan Edwards is done playing football at Kansas State University. You are not redshirting as a junior in 2025 to maintain your eligibility if you are not planning on leaving at the end of this. So far in Dylan Edwards' career, he committed to Notre Dame. He then decommitted from Notre Dame and then went to Colorado. That's fine. Kids commit and decommit all the time. He went to Colorado. He had okay success as a true freshman. He then made the decision to leave Colorado and then go to Kansas State. Last year at K-State, he had a pretty good year. He had 500 yards, had 7.4 yards per carry. It is now his turn to be the man. Injuries, whatever is going on behind the scenes, this year at K-State has not gone the way that anybody anticipated it. But this decision tells me that he and the team, front office, coaching staff, whatever term you want to use now with college sports, they are not on the same page. And I expect to get a tweet coming in very, very soon that Dylan Edwards has hit the transfer portal and he is going somewhere else. Are we sure that he's going to stay in a high major? Because this to me just seems like a group of five school kid. And that's not because of his ability, but it didn't work in Colorado for whatever reason. I mean, the K-State idea, there is not a program that wanted you more than Kansas State. You're from Derby. You get to pair up with the other hometown kid, you and Avery Johnson. Let's try to win the Big 12. Let's try to go to the college football playoff. It has fallen apart. I mean, he is about to go somewhere else. This just seems like a kid that's about to be at Tulane. This just feels like a kid that's about to be at Boise State or one of those kind of schools at the end of the year. This thing has gone very, very poorly and didn't go how anybody wanted it to go at K-State. I don't know how much of it is on him. I don't know how much of it is the people around him, the university, any of that. But the fact that he has jumped around like this, and I mean, he's been cool so far, but he certainly isn't worth all of this, really makes you wonder what's going on with Dylan Edwards.
I am far from a recruiting expert, and I don't pretend to understand what's going on with him or anything, but it seems like he's definitely redshirting to preserve his eligibility to go somewhere else. That's how it feels from an outsider looking in.
I mean, that's 100% what is happening. That's not what feels like it happens. You are not the kind of prospect, and K-State spent the amount of NIL, I imagine, to keep Dylan Edwards. You just make the decision when K-State is trying to make a bowl game. Oh, yeah, we're going to redshirt. You are transferring at the end of this.
100%. That's 100% how it feels. And you're right. I don't know that he's a Power 5 running back after this. And that's not an insult to his ability, but at the same time, like, if you open his college football reference page and you look at his stats, is that a guy where I'm just picking random Power 5 schools. If you're Iowa, if you're Indiana, if you're the U, if you're, you know, Auburn, are you being like, oh, we got to get this kid in? Like, he had some moments at Colorado. He had some moments last year as a backup to DJ Giddens at Kansas State, but he played, I guess, a quarter this season and has been iced down basically ever since. Is that a guy that ends up at, you know, Alabama at the end of the season? I mean, it definitely smells like a guy who finished his career at Middle Tennessee State. It just how it feels from outside looking in.
Would you take him in KU?
No. Not because of talent, but if you're at five schools in 4 years, if you include his decommit and recommit to Notre Dame, like, that's not a player I want at Kansas.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Would you take him in Missouri?
No. I mean, they have Hardy coming back next year. Angelmaul Roberts.
Like, I forgot Hardy comes back.
There's
right.
Not a space for him at Missouri.
I forgot Hardy. I thought Hardy was a junior. That's my fault.
Yeah, no, there's just no space for him at Missouri. But, I mean,
if there was space, would you take him?
But, honestly, a program like KU, these are the kind of kids that KU's got to take a chance on.
A high major
kid who is not worked that you could get in the transfer portal, and there's no way that Dylan Edwards has a lot of buying power now. Like, you're not overpaying for Dylan Edwards. But if he can stay healthy, I mean, he's never given you 100 carries in a season. We don't know how good or how not good Dylan Edwards is. He hasn't played enough to really give us that answer. What do 200 carries look like for Dylan Edwards? Maybe he's a legit back, but you couldn't stay healthy this year. It looks to me like you made the decision, or somebody around you made the decision, that you're done playing football this year, and then you're going to evaluate your options at the end of the season. I just think that option is going to send you somewhere else, because that's just kind of the climate we live in right now.
Let me ask you this, though, because it's a fair question to say, hey, KU should take a chance on a guy who didn't work out some high majors but clearly has talent. Isn't that the exact same logic K-State used when they had him? Because he was I actually think he originally committed to K-State out of high school, then Notre Dame, then Colorado, played at Colorado. That's a high major. It didn't work at Colorado. Then K-State picked him up. Are you taking a twice didn't work Power 5 guy at Kansas? Like, that's even a bigger stick your neck out for a kid type of move. Like, I'm not saying Lance Leipold and co. won't recruit him. He's a Kansas kid, and maybe recruiting analysts tell me he's super talented and all those things you just said.
You at least got to put an inquiry if you're KU, in my opinion. You at least got to put a phone call in. You got to find out what's going on.
But there's an interest in putting a phone call in and being like, here's, we're forking up the money to get 100%. Dylan Edwards. Those are two different conversations. I'd kick the tires, but if he starts asking for the money he's received, presumably at his last two stops, I would say thank you, but no thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.